Lawmakers in the United Kingdom have rejected a deal concerning how their country will separate from the European Union. And that's our first report today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. It's good to have you with us. There were 8 days of debate in Britain's House of Commons. 200 speeches were made, including one yesterday by Prime Minister Theresa May. She wanted Parliament to approve the Brexit agreement that her administration made with the European Union.
And as Prime Minister, I would not stand at this dispatch box and recommend a course of action that I do not believe is in the best interest of our country and our future.
But British lawmakers didn't approve the deal. They voted 432 to 202 against it. Some members of the Prime Minister's political party thought the agreement didn't benefit Britain enough, while many members of the opposing party don't want Brexit to happen at all. The process of separation is still scheduled to begin on March 29th, but without an agreement in place, it would be what's called a no-deal Brexit, a disorderly, uncertain separation that could hurt the British economy, at least temporarily. So what now? That's the big question, and uncertainty is a factor in several possible options for the United Kingdom.
Every day that passes without this issue being resolved means more uncertainty, more bitterness, and more rancor.
Prime Minister May could try to negotiate a new agreement with the European Union, but it's uncertain if they'd accept any changes. The British government could extend the date on which it's scheduled to leave the EU, but that could bring more uncertainty about how and when it would do that. Some lawmakers want there to be another vote on Brexit altogether, but it's uncertain whether Britain's or other countries would accept that, and it's uncertain what will happen in a parliamentary vote on whether British lawmakers still have confidence in their government.
I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government. And I'm pleased that motion will be debated tomorrow.
For their part, officials in the European Union say the clock is ticking and some are preparing for the possibility of a no-deal Brexit. We'll be updating you on this story as it unfolds.